the kids from about as far out as you can possibly get. Now you're back in the post again. You got to put up with those big kids. Power forward. Hey, you're even 3 for 9 from outside on the circle route. What is your position, kiddo? What do you like to play?
I do like pounding down low with the big girls. It's a huge disappointment that Shelby's out, but that just means I have to step up again and play with the big girls, which I love to do.
You've had more than your hands full with the size of some of these kids, because they got not just 2 or 3 inches on you, but they've got a few pounds on you, too. Your thoughts on the size of these kids?
Well, they are big girls, and they definitely know how to push you around, but I just have to use my quickness against they're all much slower than I am, so I just like to pound with them down low. It's my favorite thing to do is, I was born and raised football, so it's fun to get in there and push them around.
Yeah, does the name linebacker come to mind?
Oh, yeah, my dad was one, so he's raised us tough.
Well, bringing those big kids out and shooting the three, you're 3 of 9 from 3-point line.
That was the one thing the coaches told me to work on over the summer is improve my outside shot, because when I do play the 5 and we have a couple plays where I come out to the 3, a lot of times they don't guard me, so I just have to learn how to knock that down so we can open up the inside.
And the number game there is rebounds. You've got to force yourself and get those rebounds, and now you and Sturba have been 1 and 2. Without Sturba, it's baby.
I have to learn how to get better positioning now, especially with these bigger girls coming up against Platteville. They have another 2 big girls, and I just need to get lower than them and play stronger than them.
Grand Portage, you told me that it was closer for you to go to Thunder Bay to high school than it would be to Cook County, but Grand Portage is a place by itself on the northern end of the Norwegian Riviera. Just an outstanding, outstanding spot. Your thoughts on coming to Stout from Grand Portage? That's about as far away as you can get.
Well, I knew that Stout always had a good basketball program, and the closest school would be Duluth, and they had UMD, and that was Division II. And I knew I didn't want to go to St. Scholastica, and so this was kind of the next closest other than a private school in the cities, and Division III gave me a chance to play sooner than Division II would. So I just, and Coach Aaron started recruiting me, and I just really enjoyed, especially when I came to games here. So that was it.
History says your dad had something to do with that, too.
Yep.
Big time. That's super. All right. Now, you're at Stout. You're a junior. What's this early childhood education thing?
I've always loved working with kids. Younger, we always play, we call it Blue Devil Buddies here, but back at home in high school, we did Saturday mornings with little kids. We'd bring them in and play basketball and just always enjoyed. In high school, I'd always go to the kindergarten, first grade room and work with the kids and the teachers. So I just knew that I wanted to. And I also want to be a teacher because I also want to be a coach. And that's kind of an in when to be a coach.
So there's got to be a Fayette or some kind of a coaching degree from Stout.
I've heard that you don't really need to get a coaching degree when you're a college athlete, so I haven't really picked that up. Maybe if I have some extra time, I will. But I also have special ed certificate, too, so that's kind of like my minor.
You've had some fun at Stout. You're still 2 years to go. What am I talking about? You are having some fun at Stout.
Well, I'm having fun, but it'd be nice to pull out a few wins here coming up. So we just got to work together because we are better than a lot of the teams we face. We're just not putting it all together right now.
Power to you, young lady. You've been fun to watch, and it's always great to have somebody from the North Shore. That's for sure.
Yeah, I love it here, and I love playing the game.
For sure. Talk to you later, kiddo.
Thank you.